Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well today. So glad to have y'all with us tonight. Glad to see each and every one of you. And all you watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Just get ready to open your Bible. Let's get ready for a Wednesday night service and just to worship and praise the Lord, but most of all to hear His Word tonight. So let's all stand, if you will. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Are there any spoken requests on my right side tonight? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Mama. Absolutely. Anyone else on the right side? Miss Tabitha? Absolutely. Totally, we'll lift you up to the Lord, all those. Anyone else on my right side have a spoken prayer request? Oh, I see you. Miss Elaine, I'm sorry. Absolutely. Anyone else on the Anyone on my left side? Congregation, I don't want to miss anybody or back in the Bible. And also, as always, you know, God knows our prayers, but I love just to give it to Him. So if you have an unspoken prayer request, show by the raising of your hand tonight. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love You. Lord, we praise Your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank You, Lord, for allowing us to gather in Your house and in Your name this evening. Lord, You've blessed us so much, dear Lord. You just, as You minister to us, dear Lord, as we go through our daily journey, dear Lord, we're just so blessed to allow You for You to allow us to have another day. Lord, again, for this congregation, for those watching online, dear Lord, You know the prayer request has been brought forth. You know those spoken and unspoken. Dear Lord, we ask now that You'll just touch each and every prayer situation, dear Lord, each and every need. Lord, You know each and every one. Dear Lord, I pray especially for those that have lost loved ones, those that are struggling, dear Lord, with situations. Dear Lord, only You can comfort us in times of loss. Lord, for those situations, those diagnoses, those test results that we're waiting on, dear Lord, those situations in our life, dear Lord, we just want to place each and every one into Your mighty hand. Dear Lord, You have blessed us. Lord, You're all-powerful, dear Lord. You're all-knowing. Lord, we just want to praise You this evening, Lord. We just want to lift You up. We thank You for hearing our prayer. Thank You for hearing our needs, dear Lord, for You, for the cries, dear Lord, that are going forth to You right now. And, dear Lord, we just worship You, dear Lord. We thank You for this service. Bless us, dear Lord. Let Your Holy Spirit, it's with us all the time, dear Lord. Let it just have a free ring amongst our congregation tonight. Lord, for those watching, dear Lord, may they hear Your word, dear Lord. May they feel Your spirit. Lord, may they be lifted up, dear Lord. And if there's anyone in the sound of this message tonight, Lord, that's lost or haven't turned their life over to You, Lord, I pray for them now. Lord, I ask You, Lord, just to let Your Spirit flow out amongst them. Let Your Word go forth, Lord, they can hear the truth and know that without You, nothing is possible. With You, everything is possible. Lord, we ask You to bless our pastor. Bless him and his family, Lord. Strengthen them, dear Lord. Each and every ministry with the young people downstairs in their class, the teens. Lord, we're so blessed. And, Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 52. Jesus, hold my hand. No better prayer than we can have is Jesus, hold my hand. Everybody just sing tonight.
Travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can, for I need Thy light.
Church tonight. Praise the Lord. So like I said, so good to see each and every one of you. We're just going to get ready for service. First, we're going to go ahead and get a little business out of the way. So the only announcement I've got up here this evening is April 22nd, Saturday morning. It's coming up in only a week after this. Make plans to come. It's our annual work day. It'll be Saturday morning, April 22nd at 8 a.m. We'll be having a work day, and as they've already brought to my attention, there's a list of things that need to be done. And also, there'll be things to be done on the inside and the out. So please come. Ladies, you're invited too. The guys, make sure, just bring a few, throw a few tools in there, guys, and ladies too, if you want to. And if you bring, and then we'll just say, we got an assortment, and we can just get everything done. It's just a wonderful time with the Lord. And normally, we can get through about midday or mid-morning or by noon, hopefully, and we'll get everything done. So praise God, praise God. So glad again to have y'all with us tonight. And we're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. I would. Don't forget about our Wednesday night offering that we take up. It's for the Good Samaritan Fund. It's a wonderful ministry. It's just, the church has been so blessed. God is so great. And we just want to dedicate everything that we have and that we are to Him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Chris. Would you ask the Lord? Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I just want to take a second and thank the church for the beautiful plant that y'all sent me. And I want to thank y'all for all the love and the prayers that y'all sent our way. I love y'all all dearly. They say there'll be no tears in heaven, but I can understand. For the things that make us cry won't be found in that land. There'll be no pain or sorrow, we'll never be sad again.
Julie, you got it happened?
On the Sea of Galilee, a storm prevailed, but the Lord arose and said, "Peace be still," and it happened just like he said. Then those round about said, "What sort of man rebukes the elements?" And they understand, and it happened just like he said. It happened like he said, as he cleansed the leper and he raised the dead, fed the 5,000 with five loaves of bread. Then he said greater things than this shall you do, for I go to make intercession for you. And it happened just like he said. Blind Bartimaeus cried out by the road, Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole." And it happened just like he said. Jesus said, what do you want from me? Bartimaeus cried, Lord, that I might see. And it happened just like he said. It happened like he said, as he cleansed the leper and he raised the dead, fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. Then he said, greater things than this shall you do, for I go to make intercession for you. And it happened just like he said. Jesus said, surely I must go away, but if I go, I'm coming back someday. And it'll happen just like he said. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am you can be too. And it'll happen just like he said. It'll happen like he said, as he cleansed the leper and he raised the dead, fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. Then he said, greater things than this shall you do, for I go to make intercession for you. And it happened just like he said.
I was sitting there thinking as Susan was singing that, That's a mouthful of words. I mean, and I'm thinking, you know, after you talk all day long when you're at work, you know, and it's like, how can Susan get all that right? Just. I'm proud of you, sis. That was wonderful. I love that song, too. I'm going to try and sing, Where Can I Go?
To the Lord.
praise him anyway. Amen. The ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Singing is a ministry. Just as witnessing and preaching and evangelizing, and I hope and pray that lives will be touched. Your anointed singing. Amen. Anyone else want to testify tonight? Amen to that. Praise the Lord. Press along. Amen. It is not an easy path. Had it been easy, there probably wouldn't have been a need for Jesus to come and die on the cross of Calvary if we could have made it by ourselves. But we can't make it, not a one of us, without the Spirit of the Lord with us. And Sister Yvonne, who that I worked with for many, many years, and she's attended church a couple of times, one of her questions was when she'd see me on Sunday, she said, on Monday, she said, "Are you still yet holding on?" She'd asked me, I said, "I'm still yet holding on." Amen. It may not be easy, but I'm still holding on. Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees till in your own good time will answer all of my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. They who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings
as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They do wait. I don't know that verse, but I want to sing the chorus again. Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Hallelujah. To wait on the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord tonight? My, how good God is. Amen. He is still risen. Easter celebration may be over, but he's still alive and well. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. And he is there to lead us and guide us and direct us. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us first of all to the book of St. Luke in the 11th chapter. I want to read verses 1 through 4 tonight and then maybe bring what I feel the Lord has laid upon my heart tonight. You know, before I get into the message, I don't have to tell you there's trouble everywhere. There's sickness and affliction almost at every turn. There's probably not a day goes by that I don't hear or see a text that somebody is standing in need of prayer, some type of sickness or affliction or death in the family or someone going under hospice care. It's a lot. It's a lot going on. And you know, I've often said this, and I truly mean this. How in the world people get by that don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Because, yes, Brother Chris, I find myself having to talk to him daily, sometimes several times a day, just to get comfort, because I can't seem to get comfort in anything here in this world. But I'm so glad that he's patient with me. I'm so glad that he's understanding, and I'm so glad that he is available. Amen. Just thought I'd throw that in tonight. In the 11th chapter of the book of St. Luke, beginning with verse number 1, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you and we thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for the anointing that we feel in this service tonight. God, for the wonderful songs of praise. And Father, I humbly ask you now, Lord, that you would just anoint these lips of clay. Anoint this vessel. God, speak to us tonight, God, that you'd have us to hear. Help us to be submissive, obedient to your word and to your will. And Father, we do reach out to those who are sick and suffering. Many are afflicted. But God, you are the God of all healing and of all comfort. And I pray, God, that you would stretch forth your healing hand now toward those who stand in need of prayer. We'll be careful to give you praise. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We also find in the book of St. Matthew, Jesus was in the midst of his Sermon on the Mount. And he used very nearly the same words. In fact, Matthew's writing is very similar to Luke, may differ in a word or two, but I want to read that as well because this is the one we most often hear when it comes to the Lord's Prayer. In verse number 9 of the 6th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, Jesus said, After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, I don't want to bring a message, and if it had a title, it would be Steps to a Better Prayer Life. I myself need a better prayer life. I need not that Jesus was teaching his disciples what to pray. He was merely teaching them how to pray. There is a big, big difference. I don't believe that he intended for the disciples to use those same words verbatim every time that they prayed. But there is a topic, there is a statement, and there is a flowing to the prayer that Jesus instilled into his disciples. Now, one of the disciples evidently was moved or impressed by the prayer that Jesus had just prayed. I don't think that Jesus prayed so that others might hear him. I don't think that he prayed that he tried to impress anyone or he tried to be eloquent. I think he prayed his heart to the Father. Because let me tell you something, you're not going to snow the Father. No matter what you say, he knows your heart. He knows the intent. So prayer, first of all, should be entered reverently and thoughtfully, amen, and sincerely when we pray. Now, I know that there's times that we don't have time to pray a full prayer. How many is thankful that God still hears short prayers? Amen. There was, I think we talked about this in one of our meetings on Chick-fil-A. There was a minister who was asked to bring the invocation at a large gathering of businessmen. And people were expecting probably a long and eloquent prayer or one that had been written and he was able to read off. And he stood up before this huge crowd of people and he said simply this, Father, thy will, nothing more, nothing less. And when you think about it, that is very profound prayer. Relinquishing everything to the Lord's will. He didn't ask for a blessing. He didn't ask for healing. He didn't ask for an anointing. He just said, Father, thy will. Nothing more, nothing less. Amen. And when the Father's will, that's all that we'll ever need. But I want to talk about some steps tonight. In fact, I've listed five that I feel that are in there in that particular series or verses that Jesus spoke. First of all, he says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. So I believe when we enter into a prayer, now understand, again, I'm not telling you what to pray. I'm just discussing how Jesus told us basically how to pray. So the first thing that he talks about is hallowed be thy name, or holy is thy name, thy kingdom come. So the first thing that Jesus said to do was enter into the prayer giving praise and honor. Giving praise and honor. Now, I know sometimes we rush into a prayer. Sometimes we hurriedly ask the Lord, and that's all right. How many, without raising your hand, have actually prayed a prayer driving down the road behind the steering wheel? God understands those prayers, and thank God you don't have to be bowed. You don't have to have your hands folded. You don't even have to have your eyes closed to be able to communicate with the Lord. But when we have the opportunity and when the timing avails us to times that we can schedule, and we will enter into a prayer, I think there's some certain steps that I saw that I could take and I could begin to format into my prayer that might increase my prayer life, might increase the, not the quantity of it, but maybe the quality of my prayer. And before I ever want to ask him anything, before I ever want to pray for a need or a healing or my ministry or anything, I want to just give him praise and honor. I want him to know that I understand that this is an honor and a privilege to be able to come before the throne of God. Can you imagine the throne of God, the deity, the one who spoke this world into existence, the one who formed and fashioned man, the one who breathed the breath of life into us and we became a living, viable person, has time and give us the opportunity to communicate and to converse with him. That is an honor, and I want him to know what an honor it is for me to be able to come before his presence and glorify him and call him holy and hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. You are the creator of everything, and thank you, Lord, for loving me enough. Thank you, Lord, for giving me an opportunity to communicate with you and to share the things that are going on in my life and to ask for your leadership and your guidance. So I want to pray and I want to praise him and honor him ever before I go any further with my prayer. I don't want it to be rehearsed. I don't want it to sit down and say the same words that are there. That's wonderful. If that's what you want to use, that's quite all right. But I think what Jesus was referring to is that is a type of an outline of a prayer that we need to pray, always including these things. So the first step that I ever want to do, and I want to incorporate into my prayers. Understand, I'm not saying I'm going to have to do this or I'm going to have the opportunity to do this every time I pray, because I just said there's going to be some times when I got to have a quickie. There's got to be some times when I say, Jesus. There's got to be some times I say, Lord, have your way. How many has ever prayed this prayer? Lord, just help me. You know, he already knows what we're in, what situation we're in, and what kind of help we need, and we're just saying, Lord, I release it to you. Just help me. But when I have an opportunity, and when I enter into my prayer closet, I hope you have a prayer closet. Doesn't have to be a closet. Doesn't have to be a room. It can be anywhere. But a prayer closet needs to be a place where you can lay aside every weight. Don't worry about the beans that are cooking. Don't worry about the yard that needs a mowing. You'll have plenty of time to do that later. But reserve and set aside this time for direct communication with the Lord. And step one, I think what I need to do is just begin to honor him and just begin to praise him. You know, I've often said this. It's going to take me an eternity to praise him for what he's already done in my life. And by faith, I still don't think he's finished. I still anticipate blessings in the future because that's the kind of God that we serve. So the first step, I believe, to a better prayer life or a more enriched prayer life is to give praise and to give honor to God. Not me. I don't want to enter into that prayer and say, look here, Lord, it's me. You know what? I just want your personal attention. Because the God that I serve, every one of us could kneel and pray at the same time, and he would not be confused about any of our prayers. Do you believe that? That's how big God is. That's how great he is. The second step that I've listed here or looked in here, he says, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So I put this down, submission to God's will. Submissions to God's will. What was the command? Father, your will, nothing more, nothing less. Many times I found myself, ever before I praise him, ever before I give him honor, ever before I just begin to say, Lord, I believe you're going to make a way, I'm already telling him what I need and how I need it done in my life. And Jesus said, thy will be done. Jesus, the Son of God, praying to the Father, said, thy will be done. That includes the mission that you've made for me. That includes the trip up Golgotha's hill carrying the cross. That includes the crucifixion. That includes the beating and the stripes that I'm going to take. That includes the nails in my hands, God. Not my will, but thine be done. Thy will be done. Submission to God's will. Maybe a prayer like this: God, you know my situation, and you know my need. You know, many times I think we try to exaggerate our need to the Lord. You don't have to. He knows the degree of the need. He knows the degree of the problem or the issue or the sickness. How many knows that God is aware of everything that's going on in your life? Not just, many people think he just views us at the church. No, he watches us everywhere that we go. So he knows what's going on in our life. So if we could pray, Lord, you know my need, you know my situation. God, I'm just going to submit to your will. Your will. Whatever your will is, that's what I want to accept. Many times I think I find myself giving God my will and asking him to basically sanction it and put a rubber stamp on it and say, here you go, there's your answered prayer. And we're taught to have faith, and I believe that we need to have faith, but I kind of read from this that submission to God's will should supersede our will. Because sometimes I don't even know exactly what to pray for. So I just say, Lord, you know. So I want your will to be done. So he says, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This is Jesus, the Son of God, praying to the Father, saying, your will be done. It's not always going to be an easy road, just like Brother Chris said. In fact, a lot of times it may be more difficult than we thought it would be. But if it's God's will, how many knows he'll see us through it? Amen. If you believe that, give the Lord praise. The third step, and this is where sometimes I put this step ahead of the other steps. Give us day by day our daily bread. Or give us this day our daily bread. You know, and Jesus was talking here about, you know, don't worry about the future. Just say, Lord, today, bless me today. Give me my sustenance today. Give me my bread today. Give me my life today. Give me this opportunity. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow because I got faith to believe that you'll take care of tomorrow too. But he says, give us this day our daily bread. In other words, this is when Jesus said, go ahead and make your request or your petition. How many knows it's all right to make a request of the Lord? Otherwise, it wouldn't be in the Bible. It says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find. So God knows that we're going to have needs. I mean, who's ever had a need in your prayer? I hope we don't get into this pattern. The only time we pray is when we have a need. We can include our needs into our prayers, but don't let that be the main thing about our prayer. Honor and praise, submission to his will. God, your will be done. You know more than I do. Oh, and by the way, I have a request. And I have a petition. And not only, here's the thing about it. He said, give us this day our daily bread. Not only is that a request or a petition, but just by giving us one day at a time, that is complete and absolute faith that God is going to give it to us. God is going to do it. God is going to heal it. When we pray for healing, believe that God is going to heal. When we pray for deliverance, believe that God is going to pray for deliverance. In fact, go ahead and praise him before you even feel the effects of it. That is faith. To know that God will supply my need today and whatever my need is tomorrow, God, I'll have the same faith to place it in your hands and believe, God, that you're going to give me day to day my daily bread. Take care of me. And God will take care of. Nobody can take care of you any better than God. So that's the third one, and sometimes that one slips up a little, a notch or two in my prayer. I'm just confessing. Sometimes the first thing out of my mouth is the request. And understand, God understands us and knows that we're human. Sometimes we put that request ahead of the praise and the submission, and I have to say, oh, me, when I do that. But this is a way to kind of put it in an order or a chronological order because, you know, before we ask anything, give him praise. Kids learn this. Kids have learned this really, really well. Grandkids have learned this gloriously well. Many, many times there will be compliments on you. There will be how much I love you. And you're the best papa and the best pawpaw and the best granny and the best nana and mimi and all and the best mommy. And then what's fixing to happen, grandparents and mothers and daddies? They're going to ask you for something. But you know what? They're laying the groundwork. And we laugh about it, but it works. Amen? It works. It works. Amen? When they do that. And they're sincere. They're sincere. And God knows when we're sincere. But we need to be sincere too. And we need to go ahead and praise the Lord and not come running in with the very first thing. Unless it's, you know, I understand, God understands emergencies too. There's times when, I mean, you're running off the road. I mean, you ain't got time to, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God, I'm dying here. You know, God understands that. And that may seem a little bit comical, but God understands and makes provision for that. And he's there to be the answer. I mean, he's glad he's not on hold when something like that happens. But I thought, given my opportunity, and again, incorporating prayer and daily prayer and not just when we need something, when an emergency rises or when we're running off the road, but time that we can take, sit down and lay aside everything else and just adore him, love him, praise him, honor him, and if there's a request or a petition, follow that up with faith. You know, instead of saying, Lord, I need you to do this, say, Lord, I'm believing you to do this. Amen. Basically what you're doing, you're requesting, but you're saying, I'm believing you for this miracle. I'm believing you for this deliverance. I'm believing you for this healing, for this anointing by faith. And you know what? Like I said, we don't even have to go into great detail because God already knows the exact need that we have. But there's something about asking him and faith believing. The fourth one here, basically, Jesus says, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, or forgive us of our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. And I put this down, seek and give absolute forgiveness. I believe in the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. I believe in the forgiveness of our Lord and Savior. How many trust the forgiving power of the Lord Jesus Christ? I am a prime example of the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've been born again, so are you. Amen? Because we had to be forgiven of our sinful nature before we could invite Jesus into our life. We had to repent. We had to have a broken and a contrite spirit, meaning, Lord, that I can't make it without you. But are we willing to give that same forgiveness to others who are indebted to us, or who have sinned against us, or who have said something derogatory to us, or held a grudge against us? Can we forgive them as he has forgiven us? So it's one thing to seek forgiveness, but also to give forgiveness. And what better time to do that in our prayer? I was sharing with Brother Jim McCoy this morning when we was working out, and I was telling him, we were talking about praying, and I was telling him about Granny Allen and about her prayer and how lengthy her prayer was in the evening. Now, you know, she was a praying woman, and I know she prayed a lot during the day, but the evening prayer, the end of the day, before she ever went to bed, this prayer was lengthy. And it was very inclusive. Praying for certain people, praying for family members, praying for this and praying for that. And at the end of her prayer, almost every time I believe I ever heard her pray when I was a little boy staying with her, she would say, forgive me of all the things that are displeasing to you or whatever. And then she would say, and for those things unbeknownst to me. I don't know if unbeknownst is a word, but she used it. And I know what she meant by it. If I've done or hurt or been a stumbling block for anybody not knowing about it, you know, did it not intentionally whatsoever, Lord, forgive me of that too. And that's how clean I want to be. That's, Lord, I want to get it all out. Because he knows and sees our hearts anyway. Might as well go ahead and confess it. Lord, you know, I'm sorry I did that. I'm sorry I said that. I'm sorry I acted in that way. Lord, please forgive me. And I want to also forgive those, amen, as you have forgiven me. And what better time to do that than in a prayer? If you're hurt with somebody, if somebody has wronged you, that's up to them and God. But why don't you go ahead in your prayer and say, Father, as you have forgiven me, give me grace to forgive them as you have forgiven me. I will assure you, you'll get up from that prayer feeling a lot blessed, a lot more blessed. I mean, because it's like a heavy load has been lifted off. Lord, here, I'm just laying it all aside. So forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Seek forgiveness and give absolute forgiveness to others as you have forgiven us. And then the fifth step to, I believe, to maybe incorporate a better prayer life, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. There's nothing wrong. In fact, according to Jesus, it is encouraged to pray and ask for direction in our lives. Now, direction doesn't mean just when you've lost your way. Direction is, Lord, you know, I can't see the future. You hold the future in your hands. Whatever you want for me, whatever is best for me in your eyes, Lord, direct me in that path, in the path that I need to go. Not always the path that I want to go, but the path that is in your will. And that gets back to praying the will of the Father and let it supersede over the will of us. So pray and ask for direction and also trust him for deliverance. Deliver us from evil. And my way of seeing that is Jesus knew there was going to be evil in the world. You know, and we can't not be aware of it. Okay? I mean, with the news media and everything that's going on, the social media, we are aware. And I often wonder, is there just more meanness and more evil in the world today, or just we made more aware of it than it's always been around? Evil has been around for a long time, ever since the fall of man, of Adam. But there's seemingly more and more of it, and there's evil all around us. But you know what? Even in the midst of all of that evil, if we pray, God, deliver us from that. Keep me safe. In this day and hour, you need to be praying for safety, not only for yourself, but for your family, amen, for your loved ones. Lord, keep me and deliver me from all of this evil and give me direction in my life. Lord, I'm not here to please myself. I'm here to please you. I'm here to get ready to live in eternity. I want to be ready when Jesus Christ comes. And not to say that, you know, we have to pray a perfect prayer. How can an imperfect person, myself, pray a perfect prayer? But an imperfect person can pray a sincere prayer. A sincere prayer. God, I'm only human. I'm nothing without you. And again, that's recognizing and giving him praise and honoring glory. So, again, I'm not giving you verbatim exactly what to pray. I'm just telling you, kind of digging in and analyzing the response that Jesus gave not only to his disciples, but in Matthew, he gave that to the multitude. This was during the Sermon on the Mount when he was telling the multitude how to pray. So it wasn't telling the disciples they need to pray a different prayer than the multitude. Basically what he's saying, this type of prayer is for everybody. For everybody. And there's at least those five steps there that we could incorporate into our prayer life. Now, one thing I don't think we need to do is, and Pastor said, now first step is what? And second step is what? No, that's not the intent of this message tonight. It's just that when we realize, and I encourage you to look at Jesus' words and look at them. Don't look at them necessarily to memorize them, but look at it to get the gist of it, to get the deepness of it, as they say, a deeper dive into what Jesus was saying. He was giving us a pattern. How many knows what a pattern is? He was giving us an example to pray this type of prayer. And again, I know that we're not always going to have an opportunity to pray this type of prayer. But when that time comes and when we have that availability and when we can fit it into our schedule, you know, sometimes we have to say, Lord, before I can pray, I got to do all these other things. And believe me, God understands the things that we have to do in life. There's a lot of things that we have to do. But find time to give him praise, to give him honor, to glorify him, to lift him up, to be submissive to his will, not necessarily having him be submissive to our will. Incorporate that forgiveness in there, not only to receive forgiveness, but to give forgiveness to others. And finally, say, Lord, you know what? I need direction in my life. I need, God, that you show me the path so that I won't wander out of the path, that I'll follow in the path that you've laid before me. I mean, it knows that I believe Jesus has a purpose for every single one of us. And I want to find that purpose, and I want to be the one that Jesus would lead me and guide me and direct me. And that's going to take constant asking, Lord, help me today. Lord, lead me and guide me in the way that you would have me to go. Just as David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Spirit of the Lord is always there with us. So pray and ask for direction and trust him. Everybody say, trust him. Trust the Lord. Amen. How many knows that God will make a way? And remember this above everything else. It is an honor and a privilege to come before the throne of God. I mean, remember in the Bible that only the priest could go behind the veil. What happened when Jesus rose from the dead? That veil was torn. from the top to the bottom, and Jesus said, come on in to the holiest of holies. What an honor and a privilege it is to come and have a seating, have a time of prayer, have a time of adoration, have a time of exaltation to the Father. Amen. To the Lord Jesus Christ, to the great I Am, the first, the last, the Alpha, the Omega. What a privilege and what an honor. You know, a lot of people think, oh, if I could just have be able to sit with a governor, with a president, with this or with that or whatever. No, there is nothing more honorable, nothing more precious than to be able to kneel down at by your bed or by your bench or wherever that opportunity is and go to the Lord in sincere and absolute prayer. May God bless you. I love you so much. I appreciate you. And I want to incorporate, this may have been more for me than anybody, but I saw that and I said, Lord, help me to be more intentional, I guess is the word I need to use. More intentional when I come before you in prayer and more appreciative for the very fact that it is an honor and a privilege. Amen. And speaking of prayer, I know that some have a request of prayer tonight. So at this time, if you would stand, if you need prayer for any situation at all, come before us this morning or this evening and we'll pray and anoint.
Is there. It's a roadmap for us. It's everything that we want, and we can take it all to the Lord. But I love that God, in preparation for me and the things I need, for you and the things you need, it's already in the book. He knew exactly what we're going to need when we're going to need it. So we just love the Lord this evening. Those of you watching online, again, if you have a prayer request, put it in the comments section or those praise reports. We love to hear of God's healing. That's the best way to get out how much God's done for you. Amen. All hearts and minds clear. Well, thank you again. This is a good crowd for a Wednesday night. Glad to have y'all with us. I know there are others that would love to be with us tonight, but for whatever reason, let's keep them in our prayers. And we're just going to ask the Lord to keep us safe and to bring us back at our appointed time. You're all invited back for Sunday school Sunday morning. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you and we thank you, dear Lord, for your word. Dear Lord, we just want to praise you. Lord, we thank you for your love for us, dear Lord, for that precious blood that was shed for us, dear Lord, that we may have eternal life. Lord, now as we prepare to leave, we ask you to keep us safe. Lord, we thank you again for the young people in their class, for the teens outside. Dear Lord, keep these young ones, as they're driving now, and these schools getting close to ending, and the excitement starting up, dear Lord, in these final tests, dear Lord, we place each and every one of them into your mighty hands. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we honor you. In Jesus' name, and everybody says, amen, amen. Praise God.